Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Pei Dalet. Yuma Pei Dalet, and we are in the sugyas of Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, as the Mishnah tells us, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche, and the Mishnah, if you remember, 2 days ago, had a discussion of Ma'achilin Oso. We give a person food on Yom Kippur, right? If they're sick, we spoke about yesterday, if the doctor says this and the patient says this, what is the halacha? And one has to be very machmir in terms of pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara here today quotes a brisa that discusses how we are supposed to be mechalal Shabbos, mechalal Yom Kippur, in the context of pikuach nefesh. The brisa tells us here on Pei Dalet Amud Beis that ein osin dvarim halalu lo al yedei nachrim velo al yedei, according to argir sakusim, according to the grok tanim, one shouldn't use non-Jews, one shouldn't use anyone other than Ella al yedei gedola Yisrael. Gedola Yisrael should be used for this halacha. Vein omrim yasu dvarim halal lo al pi nashim v'lo al pi kusim avo mitztarfin l'das acheres. Right, we have to use the gedola Yisrael but more mechala. So we're going to talk about this halacha. It doesn't sound like we're going to limit the way that we violate, quote unquote, violate the iser of pikuach nefesh b'idocha Shabbos. You know, why wouldn't we use a guy? If it's possible. We always know. We know Amir La'akam is an Issa Drabbanan, according to 99% of Rishonim. There's a smog that says it's Daraisa. But even according to the smog, it's less chamur than a person himself doing a malacha. So why wouldn't we try to limit? Why wouldn't we have a guy? Why wouldn't you use a shinui? Why wouldn't we try to limit? But the Gemara says, Beferish, that no, we don't do it by Nachrim, we do it by Gedol Yisrael. Why did Rav Shlomo Zalman say, driving the ambulance, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, put on your strimal and drive the ambulance? You know, why would that be? So there seem to be at least three different days in the Rishonim. What exactly is the Svara for this halacha of Dafka using Gedol Yisrael? If you look at the Rambam tells us in Perek Beis, of Hilcha Shabbos, where he talks about Pikuach Nefesh. We'll get back to the first halacha in a couple of minutes, but the Rambam says, Kisha osim dvarim ha'elu, ein osin osan lo aydik goyim lo aydik tanim lo aydik avadim, right? Crucial brisa that the Rambam is quoting, and it's not in Hilcha Shabbos, right? This is one of the examples that you can learn all of Masechta Shabbos and find something crucial about Hilcha Shabbos that is not in Masechta Shabbos. It's here in Masechta Yuma, where the Rambam quotes again this brisa, we don't do it by goyim, tanim, avadim, nashim. The Rambam puts together the two lines that we have in the brisa also. Also interesting, why does the brisa separate it? Don't do it by nachrim, v'kusim, adik dole Yisrael. The ain omrim, and don't do it by nashim, v'kusim, but mitzachal and das acheres. It's two separate lines. Okay, that's not for now. But the Rambam says, they don't do it by them. Why? Kidei shelo tehit Shabbos kala be'enehem. So that Shabbos is not kal in their eyes. Ela ayde gdola Yisrael v'chachamehem. But only by gdola Yisrael. So what does that mean? Kadesh lo tehi Shabbos kala. Pashtus, it's that if we do it by using women and using, again, women who were illiterate at that time, or by ketanim, or by goyim, then maybe people think that, well, really, there's a sin going on here. So we're trying to limit it as much as we can. And then maybe in the future, if there was no katan or guy, maybe they wouldn't do it because they'd be searching for a guy. So we want to make sure nobody has that idea that there's anything limited about what we're trying to do here. It's a mitzvah, and therefore we have Dole Yisrael do it. So people see and they say, oh, it's a mitzvah. That's what we possibly paskin, that it is a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos, B'malka Bikuach Nefesh, and not just, a heter. The Rambam continues, once we're open, the Rambam says, V'asil l'smamei b'chil Shabbos l'chol l'sheish b'sakad. I think we had a love this year about this a couple of months ago. The Rambam says, in general, Pikuach Nefesh is usher to delay for a chol l'sheish b'sakad. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, this is tomorrow's daf, asher, in the next 2 days, asher yasa osav ha'adam v'chay bohem lo sheyamas bohem. The chayba, I want you to live in the mitzvos. Halamadata, she'ein mishpatei Torah nekama ba'olam, ela rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. The Rambam emphasizes in this context that the mitzvahs of the Torah are not meant to be difficult, are not meant to be brazen, but rachamim v'chesed v'shalom. Right? The Rambam doesn't quote it, but we know from elsewhere the concept that comes up in many areas of halacha, derecha d'archei noam. Tosas is the beginning of Yevamos, and the Gemara Maseches Sukkah about what the Hadas looks like. But the Torah's ways are sweet. So the Rambam says something very similar. The laws of the Torah are not nekama, but rachamim v'chesed v'shalom. Elu haminim, sha'omrim, shezeh chilul Shabbos, v'asur, and those heretics that say, oh, Chil Shabbos, how can you be Chil Shabbos? It's Asur. Alein HaKosav Omer, V'gamani Nasati Lem Chukim Motovim, U'mishpatim Lo Yichyu Bahem. But the Rambam, for our purposes, the Rambam says, Kidei Shalote Kala Be'enav, that is the reason for this halacha. If you look in the Ran says something similar, but not exactly the same. The Ran says, so that other people won't think that there is a sin going on here. The Ran says, Dalam Abez Nadafi Arif, quotes the Braisa, and then says, V'afilu ba'akroi ba'alma, Shema yomur haba'im, b'koshi hitiru b'kuach nefesh. Oh, I see it's still, or word with difficulty we're being matir. V'ein matirin oso lechadchila al yedei ha-mechuyavim b'mitzvahs. Oh, I see that if somebody's a real mechuyav b'mitzvahs, if somebody's a gadol Yisrael, that he shouldn't do this. No, Shema Yavo Adavar, Shekishelo Yimsu Ov Dekochavim Viktanim, Lo Yirtu Lachalas HaShabbos, I dig all Yisrael. Right, maybe the next time they won't be found for a Goy or a Katan. Lefichach, Avabi Shechol Hashibo Sakana, Omer Lovi Kochavim Ba'ose, Kan Ein Osen Al Yadu. Even though the Gemara says elsewhere, for a Cholashe Ein Bo Sakana. That's category 2 chola. We know there are at least 4 categories of cholim on Shabbos. Chola sheyesh bo sakana, a Jew could do a daraisa. Chola sheein bo sakana, a guy could do a daraisa. If somebody is bedridden, that's a chola sheein bo sakana. So we know that the halacha is amir la'akum is but there. Here it's not amir la'akum. Here it's higher than amir la'akum. It's a Jew. Mebnei sakana. And therefore, says the Ran, we don't do it with anyone else because others might think that it is a sin and you can only use Gayim. Number 2. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah here on this Rambam quotes the Ramach, Ramosha Kohen, in his commentary on the Rambam, who has another pshat, who says, maybe the guy won't be as zariz as a Jew would be. A Jew understands pikuach nefesh, he understands the value of a life, he understands how every second counts. But if you use a guy, maybe he won't be as zariz, and therefore you shouldn't use him. Kasar Ramach, says the Kesef Mishnah, Shezeh atam shenasan ba'al yidei goyim shalotei Shabbos kala b'inam. V'chi ein Shabbos kala l'goyim? That lashon cannot be going on the goyim, but Shabbos shouldn't be kal? No, that's all, maybe going on the ketanim and the nashim, but not of the goyim. U'ledvarav chacham echad yachol etzavos l'goy sheyaseh tzarech echol sheyish bozakana. V'atam haborur ba'avur she'enam zrizim. V'asu l'mifsha. Says the Ramah, because he's not going to be as zariz as a Jew in this context, you won't realize the level of need, and therefore we don't use a guy. If you look at Tosfos right here, Tosfos says, Ela Bigdola Yisrael, Tosfos says, V'afilu hecha de'efshari benachri, even if it's possible to use the guy, mitzvah be Yisrael, still, even if it's possible, the guy's there, still, why? Shema yis'atzel hanachri, v'lo yasev yavol yisakana, same similar idea as the Ramach, that, you know, even if a guy is sitting there, one shouldn't use the guy, you should use the Jew, because the guy could be misatzel. So, 3 svaras, why it is that the Braisa tells us that we should not use a guy, but use Gdol Yisrael. Either should it be Kal in our own eyes, that we're using the people that are involved, oh, we think that it's still a sin going on, the Rod, that other people might think that, oh, there's really a chilul going on here, but it's allowed by the goy, by the kata. Next time we maybe won't find them, and then we'll just wait. We'll be mismameya, and then that would cause a loss of life. And the ramach and the tosfos, maybe a goy won't be a zaris. L'may nafkamina. You know what happens if we know the goy will be zaris? Maybe we have experience that we know a goy will be zaris and do this very quickly. So in that case, should one try to use a goy? So that's a machlokas aposkim, right? Based on the reasons. According to the reason number 1 and number 2, you should still use a Jew. Right, because it's not an issue of reasons. According to the 3rd day at Tosfos the Ramach, then in that case, maybe a guy should be used. The Ramah in Arachayim, Shilchaches, that's the simon in Hilchos Shabbos about Refuah. So the Ramah says, you can't say Lekula or Lechumra. The Ramah says, because every Kula turns out to be a Chumra. The Ramah says, you should use a guy if it's Ein Bo Delay Klal. Says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this Braisa. Kshemachal Shabbos HaChol HaSheish Basakana. Mishtadlim shelo lasos aydei einam yehudim v'ktanim enashim. Try not to use. Interesting, a little different lashon than we have. Our lashon is that one should use. Right, the lashon that we have is ein osid v'ram alalu aydei ella adigola Yisrael. Here the Rosh Hashanah says mishtadlim shelo lasos aydei einam yehudim v'ktanim enashim ella adig Yisrael gedolim ubeidas. Says the Rama, the Yesh Omrim, Dim Efsha Lazos below Dihui, ubelo ichur al yedei shinui, if it's possible. Also, al yedei shinui, somebody has to make a phone call and they can use their pinky without any delay. Then do it. If it's going to be delayed at all, so then don't do it. V'meshal asos the eidah yehudi below ichur klau osed ad eidah yehudi. If you can use a non-Jew without any delay, the Rama says that's what you should do. V'chei noagin avu b'makam sheish locha sheis atzel eidah yehudi. But if there's any chash that the non-Jew might not be as zariz in this regard, and lasos ad eidah yehudi, don't use an eidah yehudi. And the Taz is very upset at this Rama. The Taz says v'li nira davar zetema. How can you say this? The Rama says, yeah, if you're pretty sure that he'll be a Zaris, what kind of chances are you taking? Davar Zetema, says the Taz. If you say that there's an Isser to use a Goyah, there's a Chash that they might be Misatzel. Number one, you might be Machshil in the future. Number one, says the Taz, is what about the other Svaris? You want to say, the Zariz Svari, not the only one in town. Bim Yirachshav, She'enos and Rach De'akum, Yisro Sheish Yisrael De'Yisrael. Ulufabim Lo Yia'akum Matsui, V'ayideze Yisachin Acholah, V'may She'yabtinu Ala Akum, V'harbe Pa'amim Matsinu B'gemara, Nim says that the Machshilon La'asulavo. So number one, he says, and what about the other Svaris? How could the Ramah go exclusively like Svara number three? Right, what about the other Svaris? The Gambazer Amrina B'Yushalmi, Asho Ala Reze Shovef Damim V'anish La Reze Maguna, right, you can't leave any flexibility in terms of not taking this seriously. Number one, whoever zaris is meshubach. So this is called zrizus, finding a guy. Jump to it and do it. Right, and then he quotes a little bit about the two different lines that we had in the Gemara, and then he quotes the different svaras that we had a little bit later on. He quotes Aran, Devade Mashakas of Gdol Yisrael, Lav Lamedak Yisura Bistam Yisrael, a mitzvah and a mufchar kamar. Shlo Tomar Sheish Lasa de Akum Asr, Ela Adrab, a mitzvah Yish Vedavar, Gdol Yisrael Yasua, Vechulu. So he is very upset at this Ran. Yav Hashkaz of Aran Vechay Nogin, Ein Mizeraya. The Rama says, "Echei nogin." I don't like that. The lab minag vasikinu. I don't think it's a good minag. It's a minag against the halacha. And therefore, he ends off by saying, "Mashva the chashal la'asid u'mashin nirsham kan b'magen mishnah tosvos v'ran who tos hamatik ve'eno emes bigger additions kar Rama kain yulani es daiti bar." So machlokas Taz and the Rama, and generally the minag olam, not the minag olam, but the poskim seem to say is like the Taz. We're machra pikuach nefesh. Meaning, even if the guy you think is going to be a Zariz, it doesn't matter. La Halacha, the Aruch HaShulchan emphasizes this, or Moshe Feinstein emphasizes. I'll read it from the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, no, the Taz is right. The Taz is right. He quotes this. He says, V'yesh lehis pali, Rabbeinu Arama, v'sif yud beis. And what he quotes, that if you could do it through the below Ichor, do it through a guy. Eich efshar lomar kein. What about the other reasons? Why can you be so sure? And therefore he says that, Laharosh Lakol Shakit Sipsalado Atarva Kanish Barhu Sivalado Allah Shabis, who Sivalado Lakalo Shabis, Bishul Khola, Sheshbo Sakana. And therefore, this is what result with the Mishnah Berurah also in Sifkat Lama Zayin says that. There is lumdis behind this machlokas, maybe, between the Ramah and the Taz, and maybe behind the different svaras that are given, and that is relating to the Sugya of Hutra and the Chuya. We discussed this months ago in the beginning of Yuma relating to Tumah V'Tahara. Remember we said then that the only sugya in Shas where Chazal used the Lashon of Hutra and Dechuya is by Tumah. Is by Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. By Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, that's not mentioned by Chazal. Rishonim and Achronim apply those words to Pikuach Nefesh being Docha Shabbos. It might not be the exact same concept, but that's where it is. But there seems to be a machlokas about Pikuach Nefesh being Docha Shabbos. How do you look at that? The Rashba in the Tshuva, the Ran in Beitza, says that it is Dechuya, right? The Ran there in the Sugya Marbe B'Shiurin discusses the different concepts of Ochel Nefesh on Yontif and Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. And the Ran is Bachalik, where he says, Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is what we would call Dechuya. Well, it still exists, but you're allowed to do it. While Ochal Nefesh on Yantif is Hutra. Right? It's even more than Dechuya. Right? The Isra doesn't exist when you're allowed to cook on Yantif. That's not being doch at the Isser of Bishul, but you're allowed. And the Achronim know that the Ramban in Parshas Emor says even more than Hutra. It's, it wasn't Nechlal be'Isser at all. Right? It's like cooking on Tuesday. Is that Dechuya? No. Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos could be Dechuya. Cooking during the week is lo nechlal be'isr klal, so that's an even more of a extreme formulation. But that is the Ran and the Rashba say that pikuach nefesh on Shabbos seems to be dechuya. The Rush right here in our sugya seems to say it is hutcha. The Rush is lashon. He quotes the Maharami Rundberg. He quotes his Rebbe, who says Rabbeinu Meir meheishu b'tshuva meochal nefesh biyantiv teshochten biyantiv teika asev alos asev esu malacha v'chulu. And he quotes hachanami. It's as if you did it on a weekday, says the Maharami Ruhenberg quoted by the Rosh, and therefore that's a very strong lashon of Hutra. So this seems to be a machlokas. What is the Rambam Shita? So many quote, oh, dechuya. That's not so clear. The Rambam uses that word, but the question is, does he use it as a word for practical purposes or for lumdus purposes? The Rambam says in the second parak of Hilchos Shabbos, "Dechuya hi Shabbos etzol sakanas nefashos kishar kala mitzvos." Dechuya Shabbos is pushed aside from pikuach nefesh. Lafichach chol hashish bo sakana osno kol tzoracha b'Shabbos al pi rofei uman v'chulu. And the Kesef Mishnah assumes that this dechuya is parallel to dechuya by tumah. And just like the Rambam Paskins, Dechuya, he betzibur by Tuma, so too Dechuya by Shabbos. He parallels the two. But others aren't so sure that the Rambam uses Dechuya in the Hutra Dechuya sense. He might be just using the Dechuya for the Lamaisa. Lamaisa, you push away Malachas on Shabbos in order to save a life. But not that that is using the principles of Hutra and Dechuya. Right? That's the Rambam. I'll just read the Kesef Mishnah as this one line. Umashva. Tihechi dis peligu b'tumma. Chanami efligu b'shabas. Lagabi chole mi Dechuya b'Hutra. V'kaim alan. Kaman damar Dechuya by tumma. And therefore, he quotes the Rashbi, he quotes the Ran, so too by Shabbos. But it's not so pashut. In the Rambam, there's a big discussion in the Achronim what the Rambam's sheet is. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, though, in a footnote in Shmir Shabbos, halakha l'maisa, there's not really any difference between in that lumdish machlokas, hutra dechuya pikuach nefesh, because we're so machmir by pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, even if you hold hutra, we're going to be machmir, and even if you hold dechuya, we're going to do everything. We're going to do everything. He writes that in Perek Lamed Beis, which is the parak about pikuach nefesh, where someone writes in Ha'ara Kuf Ayin Dalad, to benido didan. Let me just find the line. Says the Rav Shlomo Zalman, "Da'afet bikuach nefesh rak duchuyi b'shabes v'lo hutra b'kol makom mishem chumer da'atzalos nefashos kimat she'asu osav rova makomos kilu mamish hutra." And therefore, there's not going to be such nafka mina between hutra and duchuya by pikuach nefesh. This was all. This machlokas getting back now to the Rama and the Taz, which might be about hutra and duchuya. So that's about hatzala mamish, meaning saving a life. Do you do it idegai? Do you do it through a Jew? But what about, discussion in the postgame, one step removed. What about the ambulance driver? The ambulance driver, that's not mamish saving a life. We might call it a hechsher hatzala. It's bringing to the hospital to save a life. Does this brisa of doing it, I think, Dole Yisrael, does that also apply to the hechsher hatzala? Or is there, would the Taz admit there that, okay, if you could have a guy who's just as Zariz, you know, he should do it? Or does the same machlokas apply? Or would, you know, if the Rama says it by Hatzalah, by Mamash Hatzalah, Lachar Koshket, he would say it by Hechsher Hatzalah. But the Taz, which is who we paskin like, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah, what would we say in that case? So Rav Moshe has two tshuvas, Chelek Dalet of Aruch HaChaim and Chelek Hey of Aruch HaChaim. So in Chelek Dalet of Aruch HaChaim, Simen Pei, this is a tshuva that's written in 1978. This is the famous tshuva regarding going back from a emergency on Shabbos, Machlokas, or Shlomo Zalman, or Moshe. This is about Hatzalah. So this was written in Sivan, Tavshin Lamed Ches. So the first paragraph of that tshuva, Rav Moshe talks about our sugya. The second part, he talks about Chazara, could you do a Daraisa? Right, he talks to Machlokas, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe about returning from a life-threatening situation, Dafka by a goy, or could a Jew could do Daraisa? Okay, that's not our topic today. But Rav Moshe writes in the first paragraph that Lechora, since everybody driving an ambulance is going quickly, and is a Zariz, so then Mistama, maybe the Taz would agree in that case. Ach im hu bayom shematzu nachrim. Uba ofen shemakir. Shein lachush. You're not worried he's going to steal your ambulance. He's not worried that he's going to do anything funny. So therefore, you should just get a goy. Yish lasik take if nachmir laholich es harechef v'yavsha taz palak ala ramah. Right? Even though the taz argued on the ramah, maybe that was only the inyan hatzalamamish. Mikom akam l'inyan halachas rechef kishish tzarech she'enu inyan hatzalamamish v'yigam adechil shabbos. And there are other things that are needed. Let's say parking the ambulance once you get to the hospital. Says Rav Moshe, wouldn't it be easier to, you know, have a guy take care of it? The Jew will just get out and take the patient in. So he says, be'etzem alach hazarechav loshach inyan shihui. Dekal molech rechav, molech b'mehiris ho'efshari. Tov yotzer adei nachri. Kshamatzi likachen u'teke b'lo yichar. Aval, obviously, if there's no guy there, kshash shihui, then obviously use a Jew. But if there's a guy there, so maybe even the Taz would agree that you should use the guy. And then Rav Moshe says, maybe you at least should take the guy with you, in order to take care of things once you get to the hospital. That's in 1978, Tavshin Lamed Ches, Chelek Dalet Siman Pei. But if you look, and there's maybe no chshash, he says, of the other chshashos, of maybe people will see and think that you're not Bim Chalo, they'll see the Jew is in the ambulance. They'll see the Jew is also like doing chilol, just not driving. So maybe that would be okay. But then if you look in Chelek Hei, the posthumous volume, one of them, in Chelek Hei, Siman Chavches, 1982, a couple years later, Rav Moshe says, I was wrong. Moshe says, I realize that having a guy drive there just causes more problems. He doesn't go as fast as a Jew, and there are certain things that he wouldn't do in the ambulance, which is saving a life, that a Jew would do, right? Is it the letter of the law, of the spirit of the law, of what's allowed in an ambulance and how much you're allowed? So he writes, he refers to his earlier tshuva, that you should get a guy to drive the machines and the ambulances, as Rav Moshe calls our cars. He says, Nodati achareza she'ein okein. Ki chaser l'nachrim afaz rizus. They don't drive in a way that is a proper for a chol hashish b'sakana. Obviously, it can't be dangerous. But shalachin hischilu lahatzrach sheyisol yaniges amachonit va'ambulance va'nachrich shalachin lotapel amamadas amachonit. And he continues and says, you know what? Maybe it's just better for the goy to do, for the Jew to do it there also, and drive the ambulance as well. So, you know, this is a little discussion of one little aspect of Bikuach Nefesh, but based on this important brisa of Lo Adei Nachrim, Adei Gdola Yisrael, not only to the actual Hatzalah, but the Hekshar Hatzalah as well. Many other aspects, maybe tomorrow we'll talk more about, you know, all the different Makaros. Tomorrow's daf is all about the Makaros for how do you know Chil Shabbos is Dochep, is Nitchai Adei Bikuach Nefesh, as we get towards the last few dafim here in Maseches Yuma.